people. It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not break a boast. And I'm coming to you guys live from Ghost to Ghost. It's your boy, I'm Chris Adam One. And welcome to another fabulous rendition of Everybody Hates Chris Podcast. Everybody Hates Chris Podcast is now featured on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement. Feel free, be sure to subscribe. Share it with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You heard me. Now let's chop it up and chop in to a new episode one. So everyone has this friend. Everyone knows of this guy. Bros, I'm telling you, to my women audience out there, you probably have never been put in a position like this. You probably don't know. It's very rare for a female to have a female friend like this. But every guy know what I'm talking about. You got that one friend or coworker, someone that you know that is way too kinky. Way too kinky. There's, you know, just extremely kinky. All right. Everyone knows of this guy. All right. So I got this coworker, and we all know that this guy is kinky, kinky. All right. So basically, he's the type of guy. First and foremost, this man has never been in a sexual relationship with anyone. A female coworker, just a female in female period, his sister, I mean, his own mother. The last time this man has been dipped in some coochie is when he came out of his mama's vagina when he was a child. That was the first and last time this guy has ever gotten anything close. All right. He's one of those type of guys. Guys, you know what I'm talking about. If there's a female listening to you, she's not going to get this. But a lot of guys know I'm on point with this. All right. So this guy, he's horny, but he's extremely horny. You know, if being horny or being kinky has a gauge on it, he will be extreme. He's to the extreme. He's to the left. He's all the way to the left. I mean, the dial can't even go any further left. How kinky this guy is. All right. This guy has paid for sexual favors all kinds of ways. This guy has bought toys, replicas of porn stars that he follow on social media. I think that this one porn star he followed called Bobby Lust or whatever her name is. Anyway, she's got this toy called a pocket ass. Now, we all know of pocket coochie. I have never heard of a pocket ass. So basically, this ass is molded in shape of his favorite porn star. And he paid for that. He also got a pocket coochie, all right? I don't know if it's sponsored by some female that he follows on social media, whatever the case. All right. This guy pays for FaceTimes. This guy there's a lot of porn stars that he follow that have FaceTime chats. And, you know, he gets to talk to these women for I don't know how long. And occasionally he, plays with the banana in a lot of these sessions, all right? This man is extremely kinky. So when he told me the latest thing that he bought, I was shocked, okay? I was flabbergasted. I was bamboozled. We didn't land on Plymouth Rocks. Plymouth Rock landed on us, okay? That's how far back I'm going, like, I am astonished that this is even a thing. And I'm even more astonished that why would you pay for this? But he's all the way left when it comes to being kinky. So he told me that he's been following this porn star. I've seen her Instagram with her her ex handle. I about to say TikTok, ex handle, and girl looks all right. Look like she's from Georgia. I think she said she's from Georgia. She's got tattoos everywhere. Okay, on her every part of her body's got a tattoo. Even up underneath her eyes, she's got tattoos. Okay, and I think that's his thing. I think that's his fetish. I think he likes females like that. Okay. Mixed girl, red bone. I mean, she looks good. I ain't gonna hold you. She looks good. Okay. This man done subscribe to her OnlyFans. This man has done FaceTime with her, have chatted with her. I mean, he thinks that he really knows this girl, but you know, he's just a mark to her. She's just a trick to him. I mean, to him. All right. So when he told me that she said what she's willing to sell, I was floored. So basically, I didn't know this is a thing, that women are selling their underwear. Not just underwear out of the wrapper, not just underwear that's in their drawer, underwear that they've been wearing, and underwear where, you know, apparently this girl's a squirter. She squirts on the underwear and, you know, plays with her vajayjay in the underwear. Okay. From what the videos and the pictures say. So she sold her wet underwear for like, it's $20, but he told me with delivery and all, it's going to be almost close to $27. So I'm going like, yo, aren't you scared that your neighbors will find out? Like, aren't you scared that the post office is going to find out? He said, nah, don't worry about it. It's, you know, she said that it's discreet. No one's going to know. No one's going to be the wiser of it. Whatever. So I'm like, okay. So he's been bragging about this and, you know, just counting the days. So he finally gets it. He took a lunch. He went to his home, went to his mailbox, got the package, and he was gone for like, you know, he took a lunch. He took a 30-minute lunch, but you know, he was gone for like, I say like 15, 20 minutes. And he came back with this puzzled look on his face. I'm like, what's wrong? You didn't get the package? He said, yeah, I got the package. I said, what's wrong? I mean, did you enjoy your kink portfolio? And his kinky, did you, I mean, what's wrong with it? And he said, you know, he said, first and foremost, Chris, I'm going to tell you something. I have never had coochie before. And I'm like, well, newsflash, no shit. We all know this, all right? It's not a secret. We all know you have never, you know, been down. I mean, we all know you have never had sex with a woman, all right? But he's saying, even if I have never, you know, been with a woman, it's just the underwear just smells odd. I said, what you mean it smells odd? He just says, it just doesn't smell right. I said, well, it's the woman's vagina. I'm pretty sure it smells funky and foul. He said, no, not that. It just doesn't smell right. So he said, I got it in the trunk. Can you please smell it? I'm like, hell no. I'm not touching it. I'm not smelling it. I'm not doing none of that. So he said, you just don't understand, Chris. It just doesn't smell right. Does vagina smell this way? Because if it smells this way, then I don't even want to be involved. I don't even want to have sex with a woman. All right. Word that I don't want to hear no man say, they don't want to have sex with a woman. They'd rather be with Fistina. They'd rather be with the pocket booty, pocket ass, pocket coochie, they perfectly fine this way? Oh, no, 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 no. I'm not having that. I'm not having that. So I'm like, okay, cool. I said, I tell you what. Let's walk to your car. You say you got it in the trunk. Let me get some gloves because I don't know where she's been. I don't know where her coochie's been. He said, it's all in the bag. A bag. And then he said, Ziploc bag. I'm thinking like, you know, a bag that you get from UPS when you don't want, you know, like a delivery bag. But he says it's in a Ziploc bag. I'm like, you know, well, I mean, you would think if you're paying $20, you would think that she would put it in a better bag. But hey, that's neither here nor there. That's none of my business. All right. So we went to the car. He opened the trunk. And I was preparing for myself because I know what coochie smells like. Okay. No ifs, ands, or buts. You know, I've been around it so much. I know what it smells like. All right. So he takes it out the trunk. He opens the Ziploc bag. And I said, hey, he was going to put it up my face. I said, no, no, no. Let me touch it. I'm not touching her underwear. I'm going to tell you about the underwear a little bit later. All right. So it's a pink G-string. Okay. And I get a whiff of it. I'm going like, whoa, that's strong. He said, yeah, I know. Ain't it strong? I'm not talking about, you know, I have smelled coochie before. I have smelled catfish before on a woman. I have smelled some good ones and I have smelled some bad ones. And I've been down on a lot of women. And let me tell you something. I have never acquired a smell like that from any woman. Even on her bad day, on her period, never smelled coochie that it wasn't the fact that it was bad. It was just the fact that it was, I mean, it just didn't smell. I mean, it smelled like, to me personally, it smelled like she put ammonia in her G-string. She just mixed it. And I smelt it again, and it smells just like ammonia. Now, I know there's going to be women that's going to listen to this and say, well, sometimes coochie smell. No, 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 no. I have never smelled coochie like that. It's almost like she mixed a concoction and poured it on her underwear to make it look like she's been wearing it. And, you know, anyway, I'm real with everybody. I'm saying like, dude, I don't think that this is actual coochie juice. Dude, I think that she just poured some pneumonia, pig feet juice, alcohol. It just didn't smell right. It just smelled awful. And I said, no, that's not coochie, dude. That's nowhere near coochie. All right. I have had coochie before. That's nowhere near coochie. All right. So he said, what can I do? Can I take it back? I said, well, dude, you ordered it. I mean, I guess you could, you know, if you're not happy with it. But I said, well, why do all that? It's only $20. Well, $27. Just, you know, take it as a loss and just, you know, go your merry way. Well, the G-string was very small. And I've seen this girl, and she got some big thighs. I mean, she got some big thighs, a big ass. I just don't see her wearing that. I just think that she just grabbed the cheapest thong imaginable at Walmart, Target, or the Dollar General, poured her concoction on it and just zipped it and just sent it. Dude, it smelled like the worst chemicals on the planet. That's how bad it smells like a cleaner. Okay. But, you know, I say you get what you pay for. Just take it as a learning experience and just move on. All right. Now, he's claimed he done unfollowed her. He's not interested in her. I'm pretty sure that he still follows her. But he told me he's not following her. He ain't effing with her. And he just done with it. But I didn't know that there's a market for wet underwear. If women, if you're selling your underwear, I mean, legit underwear, and you're selling it for $20 a pop, all you got to do is find five subscribers. You know, that's $100 right there a pop. I'm pretty sure that, you know, if you catch, Victoria's Secret, you catch a G-string sale, you could probably get five G-strings for like under $50, you know? So yeah, you know, I saw it and I'm going like, dude, that does not smell like real coochie. But, I had to tell y'all this story. It's just wild to me that these girls are selling everything. They're selling their underwear. They're selling messaging them, FaceTiming them, calling them on their personal phone. I mean, these girls, I can't knock the hustle. Okay, I cannot knock the hustle, all right? But yeah, I had to tell y'all that one. That was pretty funny, pretty wild. What up, people? It's your boy, the host with the most. I do not brag or boast, and I'm coming to you guys live from coast to coast. Quick video update, okay? So, guys, I need you guys to do your boy a favor. I need you guys to do a solid. I need you guys to subscribe to Everybody Hates Chris on Spotify. We got to get those subscription numbers up, okay? The more people are subscribed to my Spotify account, Everybody Hates Chris podcast, the more things I can unlock on this platform that I can utilize to the nation, to the Don Squad. Don Squad in the house, stand up. So do your boy a favor, do your boy a solid. Go over, mosey over to Spotify, subscribe to me there, and you can still listen to me wherever you like listening to me, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from, either through Google Play, iTunes, wherever, okay? But please subscribe to me on Spotify. I'm up out of here. Let's get back into the show. Okay, so on my YouTube channel, I reacted to a video where the boyfriend or husband caught his girlfriend. No, I'm going to just say they're his girlfriend cheating. And basically, he tracked her. And when he tracked her, he found her with his cousin. His cousin. His own flesh and blood is cheating with his girlfriend. Now, you know, after she get caught, you know, instead of just accepting responsibility, she makes up these excuses that, you know, that she fell out of love with him. And he's talking about how he done took her to Jamaica, spent $5,000 on her. She could, you know, she didn't have to worry about a thing. She didn't have to work. And he just felt like she was unappreciative of all that. But in actuality, fellas, if she doesn't love you and she doesn't want to be in a relationship, and the only reason why she wants to be in a relationship is because of convenience. I mean, you're going to pay for her bills. You're going to allow her to lay around the house and take her out shopping, your dinner and trips and things of that nature. And she don't even like you to appreciate the things that you're doing for her. Then it's time for you to find you someone else that would. All right. And I talked about that video. And the one thing I took away from that video is the bro code is done. The bro code is over. There used to be a bro code, and there's just some certain things you're not going to do with I mean, there's certain things you're not going to cross the line on when it comes to family members, your brother, your friends, just, you know, some certain things that you're not going to, you know, exercise on. And one of those things is fooling around with your brother or your friend's girlfriend or wife. That's a huge no-no, okay? There is too many fish out there in the sea for you to be talking to someone that is in a relationship with one of your best friends or your brother or your cousin. That is totally out of line, unacceptable, all right? But the bro code is dead. And I remember this dude named Brian Bowman, and he works in dairy. You know, kind of, you know, he's not a sociable type of guy. And he has a brother that works at my place, and his name's Chris Bowman. And he's not sociable either. But between the two, I feel like Chris is more sociable than Brian, even though Brian's older than Chris. But Chris is, you know, not being realistic about himself. He asked this one girl that at work to go out with him, and she was all cool with it. And he said, yeah, so I'm going to go to come to your house, and we're going to catch the bus. And once you say the word the bus, it's over, bro. It's over. No woman is going to go out on a date with you and you don't have no transportation, all right? And I told him that. I said, dude, why would you tell her that you're going to catch the bus? Because he said, well, it's true, I don't have a car. I said, dude, you could have, you know, finessed that and said, hey, let's go downtown and let's make it kind of romantic by catching the bus. Now, a seasoned veteran woman would read the tea leaves and say, okay, he doesn't have a car, all right? But someone that's new to the game, they may fall for that, all right? A woman may actually fall for that hook, line, and sinker, all right? But Chris Bowman is not realistic about himself, and he's just not living in the real world. Well, finally, Chris Bowman found the girl that was interested in him. And him and his brother used to live together. But the girl that he used to date, he found out she was cheating. And she was cheating. She was having sex with Brian. And that was so awkward where, you know, of course, he ended the relationship or she ended the relationship. I don't know. I can't make heads or tails on who ended what. And it gotten so bad with him and his brother, he decided to move out. And he stayed and he moved away from his brother for like 2 years. Now they're sort of back together. I guess they buried the hatchet, you know, patched things up. I don't know. But I just think, you know, you're not, okay, to me, as a guy, if you're that desperate where you're going to involve yourself with someone who's already been involved, that's already involved, and the person that she's involved with is your brother or your best friend, and you still want to be involved with them, that's just, you know, you don't have no respect for yourself. You don't have no respect for your brother, your best friend, and you definitely don't have no respect for her. So it's all around classless and clueless. Why would, you know, with all the women that's available in the world, you want to cheat. You want to be with a woman that's already in a relationship with your brother or your cousin or your best friend. That's just so disrespectful. And I can't, me personally, it never happened to me. But personally, that's just unacceptable. And it'll be very difficult for me to have a relationship with my close friend or my brother or my cousin after finding out about that. That's just something. Now, maybe if he's family you know, over time, we will have to agree to disagree. And maybe when it comes to family outings, I may not attend a lot of them, but that's just disrespectful all the way around. And for the woman, it's disrespectful for you too, because why would you be in a relationship with the brother or the cousin or the best friend? You're in a relationship with them, and then you're that desperate for attention or desperate for whatever, or you just wanted to cheat, that you're going to make out or will have sex with the cousin or the brother or the best friend, knowing that they have a bond together, or, you know, they have their own relationship together. It's just weird all across the board. I can't, you know, I just can't do that. I couldn't do that to my brother. I couldn't do that to my best friend. I couldn't do that to my cousin. I just can't live with myself that way. You know, and to me, I think the ones that do that are the main ones that have social skills, and they just cling to anybody that they would care to talk to. I think with the Brian Bowman thing, he's not the type of guy that, you know, lights up a room or lights up a crowd or wants to engage conversation with. You kind of, it's hit or miss with him, and he has to start the conversation. He's really shy, and, you know, and I think that's, you know, seeing his girlfriend in the apartment, particularly when Chris is at work, he probably talked to her more than any other female that he'd been in contact with. And that's how it happened. Okay. But yeah, that's just all the way wrong, all the way disrespectful. I couldn't do that. I couldn't do that to no one. And I just can't see myself. It's just the guilt of it. It's just all the way wrong, and it's unacceptable. But it just goes to show there's no honor. I remember the old adage, there's no honor among thieves. Well, I feel like there's no honor among other guys. And a lot of guys are so desperate for females, they're willing to do anything to be in contact with a female. So yeah, I mean, I couldn't do that, you know, I'm pretty sure there's some people out there that can do that, but you got to ask yourself, I mean, you probably, maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but a week from now, maybe 2 weeks from now, this is going to be in your subconscious all the time. And you got to think about your reputation, because when people find out that you did this, a lot of people are not going to trust you around their family or around their wives and girlfriends. And believe it or not, a lot of people, you know, wouldn't want you around them anyway. Okay, so yeah, I just, you know, to me, I couldn't do it. I can't imagine. It's just ugly to me. But it just goes to show there's no bro code. No, you know, we're not all in it together. You know, I feel like women are more encouraged of, you know, thinking as one, but with men, it's dog eat dog. And I explained that to you guys in several other episodes. So yeah, I couldn't do it, but hey, you know, it seems like Chris and Brian Bowman, they still remain brothers. They're not holding any ill will, but I feel like Chris forgave him, but he hasn't forgotten or forget about what he did. And I feel like he's going to have to earn his trust with his younger brother. But yeah, that's just ugly all the way around. Okay. Guys, I need you guys to do me a favor. I need you guys to hook your boy up. I need you guys to support the podcast Everybody Hates Chris on Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgement from. And then I also need you guys to do your boy
a favor. I need you guys to hook me up by sharing it with your friends, family, as well as your followers. Okay. Let's get this podcast lit in the podcast algorithm. You hear me? Back to the show. You hear me?
So me and this female content creator, she does content for OnlyFans. She checked out a previous episode in a previous video of mine. Shout out to you. I really do appreciate that. She also said she recommended it and shared it with her subscribers or her followers. I really do appreciate that as well. And the question she asked me on social media, you can get at me at I'm ChristaDon1. You can DM me or tweet me, however you want to do it. You know, tell me about the podcast as well, by the way. But the question she had was, if I only had enough time to promote on one platform, what platform would you recommend? Excuse me. And to me, I'm going to explain each platform, and I'm going to tell you the one I would recommend. I feel like with TikTok, with their rules and regulations, there's ways you have to trick to get your point across or your message across or your link across, but you always run the risk of getting suspended or banned. With Instagram, the same rules do apply to what I said about TikTok. So automatically, I feel like unless you have a huge following, and unless you're heavy on those two platforms and you can figure out a way cleverly to promote your OnlyFans without getting shadow banned or banned or suspended, then go for it. All right. But to me, I wouldn't use neither or. All right. They say Reddit is a good place. And I talk about the endless possibilities of promoting on Reddit. There are communities and groups that promote TikTok accounts and things of that nature, but they're hard to get in these groups. And if you don't have enough karma, then they're not going to deal with you. So you have to, play their game until you build up enough followers, until you build up a lot of influence, and then you can join these groups. So that takes even longer, but if you want to, if you got enough time and if you can post all the time, then yes, use Reddit. All right. But to me, I feel like Reddit is a no-go. I feel like that's old. That's the old way of doing things. Now more than ever, people are moving towards Discord. Okay. So I think Reddit and Facebook are the two forms of social media platforms no one really uses. Facebook, I wouldn't recommend Facebook either. Now there are groups out there that you can join. Okay. But Facebook also owns Instagram. Same rules apply. Same rules and regulations for Instagram, the same rules and regulations for Facebook. So I wouldn't even recommend neither one of those. Okay. Telegram, that's a good place as well, but it's hard to find these groups and you have to join several groups. And a lot of these groups are founded by females, and a lot of these females don't want a lot of traction going your way, particularly if you got some good content, because now you're kind of sort of stealing away their buyers, their customers. So you also run the risk of being kicked out of these groups because of they're feeling a little jelly. They're feeling a little jealous of you. They're going to make up some excuse. All right. I feel like the best place, and if you only had time to do one thing, YouTube is where I wouldn't fool with YouTube. But I feel like the best place to promote is X, Twitter. You can join a lot of groups, join a lot of trends, like Titty Tuesday, Wagon Wednesday, WCW, You know, there's always a trend every week, well, every day that you can join. And you can, you know, post a video, a 5-second clip of some of your performances behind the camera. And you can get some traction there. It will be also great if you link your X account to your OnlyFans. That way, when you post your OnlyFans, when you posting something on OnlyFans, it goes directly to your Twitter, where X. And I always said this, I feel like if you're new to the game, make your profile free for like 30 days for anyone to join. And then after the 30 days, it's up to them whether or not they want to sign up for your subscription plan. So if you got if you get 100 people to subscribe to you free, the rule of thumb is 10 to 20% of those of that 100 is going to probably end up signing to you, depending on how frequently you make content and how frequently you're on the site. You know, but I see a lot of girls, they go from OnlyFans, then Fansly, then they still do Instagram, they still do TikTok, you know. But if you're a female content creator and you only have time to just make your content for OnlyFans, but you barely have enough time to promote, I will go on Twitter. And if you can do three tweets a day, you know, and those three tweets don't necessarily have to be your links. Oh, be careful not to post your links so many times on X, because you can get shadow banned or banned that way, you know. So that's what one girl was asking me. I gave her the answer. And I'm just passing the knowledge on to the rest of y'all. And then someone asked me about, well, what if I don't want to do that type, the explicit content? What if I just want to do feet pics? What if I want to do pictures of me in different types of, you can do whatever you want on OnlyFans, but you have to be realistic. And I told you, and I explained this to a lot of people, and a lot of people don't want to believe me, but the audience of OnlyFans, the majority of them are males, and they want to see you perform. They want to get their rocks off, and it's hard to get your rocks off. All you're doing is posting model headshots and pics. The feet content, yeah, that's good. But, you know, people, I mean, when you're dealing with a site and the majority of the people that are using this site are males, this is what they're looking for. So you're going to have to make that type of content, you know, particularly if you want to make some money. All right. You know, there's sites for model headshots and model pics, Instagram, TikTok. You can go Facebook, YouTube. You can still do that type of content, but put it on that platform. But when you make your OnlyFans content, make it for OnlyFans. All right. So that's and if you're new to OnlyFans, don't set the bar high. Don't say $20, $30 a month, and you only got like 40 pieces of content and not a lot of likes. A lot of guys, when they subscribe to these OnlyFans, they look at how much content you have and how many people like that content. And that's why I go back to, you should open it up for 30 days free for anyone to join. Then after the 30 days, if they want to continue to subscribe to you, they will have to pay. If you upload at least twice a week, that's the bare minimum. you're going to get maybe 10% of the people that subscribe to you free coming back. But if you upload 2 or 3 times a day, that increases that number. So the more you upload, the more, and it's hard to explain, but it's just like social media. The more you upload, the more different type of content people check you out for. So, yeah. So, those are the questions. Guys, if you want to ask me anything, get at me on X, formerly known as Twitter, at I'm Chris the Don 1. You can hit the DMs or you can just tweet me something and I will reply back. And definitely I will bring it to the podcast because I feel like this portion will really help somebody as far as, as far as promoting their OnlyFans and being very successful on the OnlyFans. I hope that helped out and worked out for everybody. And, yeah, that's it. I feel like also women, if you're selling content, I think you should, I don't know if you should be able to do it on your first stint or whenever, you should start making content, different forms of content. You understand what I'm saying? Because you got different types of niches. You got different types of people that are interested in different types of things. And yeah, so yeah, that's all I got to say on that. So guys, I will see you guys on the next show. Deuces. I'm out of here. Outro. Okay, so we're at the end of the show. I first like to thank everyone who listened to this episode. I really do appreciate that. I like to thank everyone who is sharing my podcast as well as my episodes. No matter if you're listening on iTunes, Spotify, Google Play, wherever you get your podcast indulgence from, I like to thank you from the bottom of my heart. Don Squad in the house, stand up, fam. All right. And I also like to thank everyone who has trickled over to Spotify and subscribing to me there. All right. And I talk to you, say this briefly. I need my subscription numbers up on Spotify so I can unlock different things and apply those savings to you guys as far as building a better podcast, as far as getting more listeners to listen to my podcast. Get at me on Twitter at I'm Chris the Don 1. DM me or tweet me what you thought about today's episode or any episodes. And get at me and tell me what do you want me to talk about? All right, basically. All right, so that's all I got for today's show. I'm here every Wednesday, every hump day. So check me out. I'll see you guys on the next one. Deuces.